You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi, how are you? Hi, listeners. At 23 minutes to 9 o'clock, Dominic Hoey's in the studio with me. Hi, Dom, how are you?
Oh, shit, we're on. All right, hello.
We're cracking into it straight off the guts because you're here. We spoke to you recently. We spoke to you just before Out on the Freak, didn't we?
Yeah, when I got the text, I was like, is this a mistake?
We want more of you. Now that we're here to talk about your new piece of theatre that you've written.
Yeah, it's a one-man show.
Yeah, okay, all right. One-man show called Your Heart Looks Like a Vagina.
Just the one.
And there's a lot of questions coming up here. Firstly, is this your first piece of theatre you've created?
Yeah, it's not a million miles of what I normally do on stage with the spoken word and the talking nonsense to the crowd and stuff, but it's got a narrative arc and I've learnt some little bit of acting, just enough to get by.
This is the first time you've actually treated the balls in that respect?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I've learnt heaps.
What's it about?
It's about getting...
Last time we spoke to you, we were talking about your Out on the Freak, and of course the book. The book you've just written. Does this come off the back of the book, or did this happen while you're doing the book, or are you just so bloody prolific?
It's just a coincidence. Like, we finished the book quite a while ago, and then I was doing the play in the meantime, and then it was like we booked the theatre space and then the book. You know, it's one of those things. But
so you're just bloody prolific, really?
Yeah, a little bit. But what was I saying? It's about I have autoimmune disease, so it's sort of about, you know, me gallivanting.
You have autoimmune disease?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's called ankylosing spondylitis, and it's AS for short. And it's kind of like a form of arthritis, but it affects your organs as well, and just kind of means your bones are fusing together. It's not
right. Handy.
Yeah.
No. Uncomfortable.
But, so I guess the play is about me sort of, you know, living my life and gallivanting around doing rap shows and going to Europe and just being a degenerate. And then one day I get a sore back and I have to come back to New Zealand and sort of reclaim my life. But it's a comedy. I know it doesn't sound very funny, but it is.
And how long have you been working on it for?
Not very long. I got a residency in Rarotonga. So I went there and wrote it in like March. And then... So, yeah, just a few months, which is cool, because normally, like, the novel took five years.
It's not a bad place to sit there and write something.
Oh, it's incredible, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful, eh?
Apart from the cockroaches. They've got cockroaches the size of mice over there.
Yeah, but you come to an understanding early on, pay them off.
You can hear them, you can hear them going, and the first few times, I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? And I saw them. Oh.
Cockroach. And you bring it up, you do the play. Did you find it difficult to find somebody to direct it, to direct you?
No, so the producer, Taylor, like, he got this woman, Nisha Madden, on board, and she's incredible. Like, so because I thought that I was just going to be standing there talking, you know, and then she was like, what are you talking about? It'd be so boring. So she, like, added in, like, lights and props and...
Stuff. Theatre stuff.
Made me act a little bit.
And
she's incredible. Like, I don't know, it's really taken me out of sort of, like, I guess my comfort zone, you know, even though I'm still comfortable with it.
So I mean, how much of it is about the daily dealing with your condition?
Yeah, I try and outline that, and still, obviously, you know, like, no one wants to hear sort of like 45 minutes of me talking about the symptoms of AS, but I try and sort of talk about that, but, like, you know, be really honest with how that affected me, because it was like, you know, like, I had quite a interesting, exciting life, and then suddenly I'm in bed in Titirangi, can't get out of bed for 6 months. So it's sort of like talking about that. But in that, there's all this ridiculous, it's quite hilarious, you know, like my flatmate having to come and help me out of bed every time I want to get up, and he's just like, man, I'm just trying to live my life, like, what the hell did I get signed up for this? And dealing with the, you know, health system and stuff.
You're doing a fairly good slog of it. You're doing eight. It's on the, from the 18th to the 22nd at the basement.
It's for five nights. The first two are sold out, I think.
Oh, fancy! Well, we won't be going to those two, Sarah. What's your biggest worry about doing it? I suppose you've done it before, haven't you? Though, when you're performing,
it's just a prop. So, like, if I was just to stand there and, like, deliver it, it'd be totally fine. But having to think, oh man, I've got to do this thing now, or now I've got to do this, and then, like, stand in the right lights, because you've done some acting stuff, eh? You know, like, when you got to hit the spot with the light.
Hit the lights,
they kept on yelling at that me last night.
But is it strange when you're, like, over 5 days of playing yourself, do you think, do you get worried that maybe you're going to over overdo yourself. You know, like I mean, just that. I mean, that must be quite weird to play yourself and tell your story, I guess, in that setting. You know, because you know, you probably have to project a little more. You probably have to pause a little more than you would if you're just rattling off to a friend somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that it's sort of going to like. I'm going to learn stuff and it's going to grow and be this thing. But, I mean, we did it for, like a handful of people the other day. And I was actually super nervous before that, but then, like, it was really good. And they were, like, theatre people, so... And they liked it, so I was like, oh, I must be doing something right.
Well, you know? That's cool. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and that's exciting. I mean, it's definitely... Because I just got to the point with the poetry stuff, I was like, I could do this in my sleep, you know, because I've done it so much. Mm. And you got your little tricks, you know. I mean, it's the same... I'm sure it's the same with you when you're singing, you know what I mean? You've sort of done it so often that you know... If I do this, this is going to happen. So it's quite cool doing something where it's like the opposite. Like I have no idea what it's going to be like.
Wow! And what are you sort of hoping to once it's all done? Obviously, just tour it through the world or whatever. Like, but I mean, is there something you want to get out the end of it, or have you already sort of got what you want to get out of it?
Yeah, I guess the initial thing. I get the next thing like we want to take it around New Zealand and go to Edinburgh is something that I've wanted to do for ages. But
cool.
Yeah. But all my stuff is so New Zealand centric that I couldn't really just go there and do like poems about how Nationals suck. You know, I kind of needed to write something else. So. Then that was sort of like that's why it's part of the reason why I chose that subject was because I felt it's quite universal, you know.
Yeah, cool. Well, all the very best to it, Don. And the show's called Your Heart Looks Like a Vagina. What inspired the title?
You have to see the show, otherwise I'll ruin it. It's kind of the crux of the show.
Right, I see. Good. And tickets are available from iticket.co.nz. It's at the Basement Theatre from July the 18th to the 22nd. Good luck to you, sir. Break league is what I'm supposed to say, aren't I?
Thank you, Mikey.
That's what you're supposed to say. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.